So I want to play something for you, but first I want to call out that in 1905, John Philip Sousa predicted that recordings like the phonograph would lead to like the demise, the ruining of music. So I'm going to play this real quick.
I've been writing till my thoughts expired, found soul in the tunes I've spun, lost it to the code and data. There's no telling where my songs have been. Been wondering about the muse that's flown. Hoping notes still flutter better. All the cold that replaces the inspiration. From those faces of musicians long ago.
That was created by a program called Udio, udio.com, which is absolutely crushing it right now in terms of being able to generate music from a just single series of prompts and basic editing inside of an AI-driven creation. That is not a human. That is not a musician in the background. That is not lifting or stealing direct tracks, though it clearly has been trained on a massive corpus of artistic creation. And it's disturbingly good. And I don't know how I feel about that. And I think there's two classical mindsets here. There's the party of doom or the sort of party of bloom. More is better. More is abundance. And I can wear both hats. But going back to that 1905, John Philip Sousa, who was an American composer and conductor in that late Romantic era, he was primarily known for, I guess, the American military marches, the March King, as he was known. And his concern, encapsulated in the following quote, "The time is coming when no one will be ready to submit himself to the ennobling discipline of learning music. Everyone will have their ready-made or ready-pirated music in their cupboards. The Nightingale song is delightful because the Nightingale herself gives it forth." I think there is an element of truth in that, and, you know, every single technical advance has always had that party of doom sayer in it. And I'll also note that this is somebody who is coming from a significant amount of privilege in a generation where the, for example, music of Beethoven could only be appreciated by those who could afford the entry to the concert halls. Not saying other communities didn't have access to music, but it would be music that they were creating. And so I think this is one of those moments where we're going to see people on both sides, but artists especially, saying, you know, this has been stolen or trained or lifted. This is going to be, you know, taking our livelihoods. And I think there's a case to be made on that side for sure. I mean, it's amazingly good. And clearly, you know, there is probably a folk songwriter, singer out there who's like, that is basically my voice, but not my voice, though it is an amalgam of AI-generated information that was created on it. However, I also want to say on the party of bloom side, right, the opportunities that this may grow the pie, turn more people into musicians, create music for one. How might this may even help people maybe suffering from certain pain or loss, or just letting them create something that is just for them and speaks to their experience and helps them. I think there's maybe some amazing things that can be done if we explore it that way, but I don't know what party I'm in right now for this, but I just thought I would bring it to the nonprofit audience, and I'm just curious about how other folks begin to use this. I encourage you to play with it and just understand what it can do. And that's udio.com. And I'm curious about probably more so how you bring this to community stakeholders that it could help potentially unlock more creativity and personalization for a purpose. I also have to bring up that we love bringing new tools, AI-built custom solutions for nonprofits with causewriter.ai that builds on your data, your brand, and your purpose, and then says, what are the 5, 6, 7 types of specific things you want created in your way with your voice, with data that you own and can grow over time